This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time for the weekly Five Stripes preview.
And it's punched in for a goal!
With Atlanta United announcer Mike Conti. Brought to you by Associated Credit Union. The way banking should be.
All right, guys, we do it each and every week with the voice of our Atlanta United, Mike Conti, who's back at the studio. We are live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw here on Dukes and Bell. Coming up, we'll talk about the Dogs, some college football, and the great Dale Murphy's on the way at 4:20. All right, Mike Conti, St. Louis FC, and you mentioned it in your update. I really don't know a lot. I mean, I don't know what you know. What I do know is that we need to play a lot better than we did in our previous MLS match, but what are you expecting tonight?
Well, first of all, I think Atlanta United actually played pretty well against New York Red Bulls. They play that well tonight. They'll win easily. I don't know a
finishing.
Lot of, closing out the match, certainly. Far as St. Louis is concerned, I don't know a lot about them. I'll admit I have not seen them play. The one thing that strategically they'll have the ability to do tonight, because you got to get a winner tonight, you'll play extra time and then go to penalties. I would expect St. Louis to try to be very, very defensive, maybe play two lines of four across the back, try to make Atlanta United break that down, which is difficult. Atlanta United's had trouble doing that this year. And maybe try to just kind of hold on for dear life, get it to extra time and penalties, and then maybe something good could happen. That is a completely neutral analysis of MLS club against USL championship club. I don't know a lot about St. Louis, who's on their team. I'm not doing the match tonight, so I didn't really spend much time looking at it. But Atlanta United, they have a really good opportunity here. I mean, they have a great chance to get to the semifinals. All they have to do is beat a USL championship team at home. On paper, they should do that. Now they have to go out and execute.
All right, obviously, Mike, you're not going to see all the starters. Or what do you think the roster is going to look like? I know we're trying to handicap it. You don't have Pogba, don't have Hector, no, Tito Pajaba's back, and Barco. All are banged up. So what do you think it's going to look like for the starting 11?
Yeah, good question. I mean, the one thing we do know is that Emerson Heinemann is going to play tonight. Frank DeBoer said that yesterday. This will be the first time Heinemann has played with Atlanta United after coming over on loan from Bournemouth, loan with an option to buy. So Heinemann will be somewhere in the midfield. I think with Jeff Lorenowitz red carded on Sunday and not playing this weekend in Seattle as a result, I think you can expect Jeff Lorenowitz to start somewhere. I just don't know if it would be in the midfield or at center back. Paul Pogba's injury makes me think maybe he would start at center back, and then you give Miles Robinson a night off because Leandro Gonzalez-Pires did not play on Sunday after he was red carded in Chicago. Your wingbacks, I think, are Breck Shea and Mikey Ambrose. I think the rest of the midfield is probably Rometty and then either Lorenowitz or Andrew Carlton, and I think up top Justin Miram, Dion Pereira, and I think Brandon Vasquez over Joseph Martinez tonight. Vasquez has been very, very good in U.S. Open Cup. He's scored 6 goals over 6 U.S. Open Cup matches, and I think you want to be a little bit careful about managing Joseph Martinez's workload right now because of all that he's had to deal with playing in Copa America and then the travel. That's just an educated guess. The one thing that Frank DeBoer has done in the U.S. Open Cup is he has been very, very aggressive with lineups, very, very aggressive playing as many first-choice plays, as many first-choice players as possible. So I could be all wrong. I could be totally wrong. It could be Pitti, Joseph, and Julian Gressel across the top tonight with Nagby in there. It wouldn't shock me at all. But if you're asking me to guess, I think they would be a little more conservative tonight, knowing that you've got 3 league matches starting Sunday and continuing through the next week.
It's Mike Conti with our Five Stripes preview, guys, as we talk about Atlanta United tonight, U.S. Open Cup, St. Louis FC coming up here to Fifth Third Bank Stadium in Kennesaw. I want to talk about MLS play, and I kind of heard you mention this. Maybe it was with Jason after our match against the Red Bulls, and that was, you know, you blow those opportunities with points at home, looking ahead to the schedule and how demanding it is. What is it that we need to get corrected? What is the number one thing in your mind, Mike, that you go, we got to get this corrected if we're going to be in position to do something down the stretch?
Well, they haven't defended well at all over the last couple weeks, and they've given up 8 goals over their last 2 league matches and, you know, 3 more goals in Toronto, and you played Montreal. You only gave up 1 to them, but Montreal didn't have a lot of ambition in that match. So your defending has not been very good. I think in fairness, though, to Atlanta United, they have not been able to roll out necessarily the first choice of what they want to be doing on the back line for whatever reason. Franco Escobar suspended for the Toronto match. Leandro suspended on Sunday for the Red Bulls match. Pogba now getting hurt. You've had a tremendous workload on guys like Michael Parkhurst and Miles Robinson and, to a lesser extent, Breck Shea. You've had to make early substitutions because of injuries within matches. You know, having to make a substitution 20 minutes into a match is a killer. Mm. Tactically, the rest of the way, it really limits what you can do adjusting in the second half. Atlanta United, in their last 2 league matches, has had to make a substitution in the first 20 minutes because Leandro got sent off in Chicago, and then you had Pogba get hurt against New York Red Bulls. That really, really hurts, and it's all to the same group right now. It's all to the back line. So I want to see Atlanta United with, you know, their guys, with Bello and LGP and Miles Robinson and Franco Escobar. They went into the season thinking that would be your back line of 4. We have not seen that all season. I think we're getting closer to seeing it. Bello is trending in the right direction, like he might be back sooner rather than later. If they're still having problems defending with that group, then I would be really, really concerned.
It is our man Mike Conte giving us our 5 Stripes preview right here as we're live at Twin Peaks, just down the street, by the way, in Kennesaw from KSU and Fifth Third Bank Stadium, where tonight, again, and this is nothing to do with Mike or Jason or us or the station, it's just this real Mickey Mouse U.S. Open Cup broadcasting rights deal, which is not really thought about when they're trying to grow the sport and grow this competition, Mike, that we don't have the access to give you the games. I know people want to hear you and Jason with the call. The schedule, I know we got to grind. It's kind of been herky-jerky, stop and go. But you're right. When those guys all get healthy, we all get on the same page. I think the future, and we're only, by the way, for all the things and bumps and bruises we've taken along the way, we're right in the mix in the Eastern Conference. Yeah. That's what makes it so great. But, Mike, the conversation we had yesterday with Darren Eales, pity. You know, what happens here? Does he sit? Does he get his head right? How do you handle him so he doesn't lose further confidence?
A good question, and one I'm glad I don't have to deal with because it's complicated. You know, I think Pitti, there's been a little bit of a misunderstanding. And I know on Sunday Frank DeBoer said that he took Pitti out because, to use his words, they needed to have all 11 men out there able to win duels, not 8 men or 9 men. And I think some people interpreted that to mean that Frank was assailing Pitti's effort. I don't think that's it. Pitti Martinez is not a guy who's going to go out there and win duels for you. Pitti Martinez is not going to be someone who's going to be getting back and defending and doing all this work defensively for you. The job of Pitti Martinez is to provide service within the attacking third and create scoring opportunities. He did that on Sunday. He had a nice assist to Justin Merrim. Merrim obviously had to do the work, but Pitti's ball up to him was exquisite. You can't really draw anything out of what happened Wednesday in Chicago because Pitti was out of the match in 10 minutes because he had the red card. In the Montreal match, I thought Pitti was pretty good. In the Toronto match, Pitti was extremely good until he missed the penalty, which he's got to make. I mean, I'm not excusing that. He's got to make the penalty, but that's one moment that people are remembering out of 90 minutes. So, you know, I think Pitti is getting a lot of heat right now because he is the South American Player of the Year and there's a very high expectation of him. But I think for what Atlanta United brought him in to do, he's been okay. You want him to be great, not okay. But I think the only way he can get great is to continue playing.
Mike, do you think Joseph is back to his form from last season?
I think so, yeah. I mean, when he's played, he's scored multiple goals in, I think, each of his last 3 or 4 league appearances. I was a little surprised Venezuela didn't use him more at Copa America. I know the rationale was they thought he would be good coming off the bench, kind of providing a scoring punch off the bench. But, yeah, I think Joseph is all the way back. And, again, kind of like last year, the striker's only as good as the service he gets. I think Joseph scoring more frequently has been an indication of Atlanta United having a lot better chemistry in the final third. This team could not buy a goal in March and the first part of April. Now the goals are coming in buckets, and that's very encouraging. And I love the fact that, yeah, you took a draw on Sunday, but you showed some fight. You showed a real pushback after going down 2-1 in the second half. Atlanta United only has one second-half comeback win in the last 2 years, and that was at San Jose last year. You are one kick away from getting a comeback win against Red Bulls. You don't like giving up the points, but I like the fact that they showed the fight, and Joseph obviously was a huge part of it, getting the penalty and then scoring what could have been the game winner in stoppage time.
That's our man Mike Conti, guys. The Five Stripes preview brought to you by Associated Credit Union. And by the way, Mike, I know that I'm not really considered a journalist. But Squid Billy and I will be at Fifth Third Bank Car. We'll be tweeting live tonight, giving you updates. Front row seats we've got, by the way. Can I write that off, by the way? I went on StubHub. If I'm going to report the games, can I write that off?
You can try.
New tax laws, Mike.
Tax deductible?
New tax laws. Hey, Mike Conti, great job as always.
Push.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.